how to sell an air conditioner. That's our lesson for today.
Mrs. Housewife's coming to the door. Now tell us what you're gonna say.
Howdy do, nice day we're having, ma'am.
No, it's hot. What you gotta sell?
By chance it's air conditioning.
So far he's doing pretty well.
A lot of it was instructional records and celebrities who shouldn't have been singing, but I began coming back from the thrift shops and the used record stores with these mysterious souvenir record albums from company conventions and sales meetings, and you might think, well, that must be just speeches, but they were musicals, and they were musicals about selling insurance or diesel engines or lawnmowers or ball bearings or what have you. And I loved this because it seemed like it was already tailor-made for comedy. And we did get some of them on the program and they got some laughs. But what I realized over time was, although many of them are not great and some of them are terrible, and I love the terrible ones too, the upper echelon of these things was so well done. Such fantastic talent was going into these things, and I would be walking around New York City weeks after the record collection segment was over, humming songs to myself that I couldn't get out of my head about selling and servicing diesel engines, or selling Coca-Cola, or selling Westinghouse appliances. And I thought, what is going on here? So I started researching and tracking down names that I would see on these album covers and record labels, and next thing you know, I'm in pretty deep. I'm talking to people who never thought anyone would ask them about this stuff. And, well, it's gone on for about 20 years now.
Florence Henderson performed one of these, and you had Broadway composers like Candor and Ebb. I assume it was merely like, you know, Westinghouse or this car company or whoever will pay you well if you can write a song explaining the appeal of this product.
Right. As one of the composers once told me, it's easy to write a love song. What's hard is writing a good song about spark plugs. These things were meant to motivate and entertain and educate a sales force generally. And I think that's very hard to quantify, whether all the tremendous expense for these shows was worth it in the end for some bottom line accounting. Many people for several decades thought they absolutely were worth doing. And I think it was also sort of a prestige thing and an arms race. Who has the biggest, flashiest show with the most recognizable Broadway talent behind it? Usually the stars and writers were not already super well established on Broadway. Sometimes they were up-and-comers or people who moved back and forth between real Broadway and these shows. But you did have people who would go on to become famous, like John Kander and Fred Ebb, as you mentioned. We know them from Cabaret in Chicago, but right before Cabaret, they did a General Electric utility executive musical. And Sheldon Harnick and Jerry Bock, a few years before they hit it big with Fiddler on the Roof, they were doing the 1959 Ford Tractor musical. And it's very charming and fun and catchy. It's a musical for tractor dealers. It conceptually just blew my mind that such a thing could exist.
Gonna be a golden harvest in 1959. Gonna be a lot more buyers to sign the dotted line. With the new Ford tractors, the future's looking fine. Now's the time to roll your sleeves up, 'cause if you rise and shine, gonna be a golden harvest in 1959.
Did it work? If you're an executive with this company and you went to the convention or whatever, did this help your bottom line?
It's very hard to know whether these shows had lasting value. I think in the moment, people got very excited about them. And if they were done right, musical theater can press buttons in you that are hard to reach otherwise. And some of the composers have told me that they were off to the side watching the audience watch a show, and tears would be streaming down the faces of managers and dealers who have been told this work you're doing is noble, you're bettering yourself and your family and the company and America and all mankind, and if it's done with this potent mixture of drama and comedy and catchy tunes, it absolutely could get you fired up about, wow, I'm in a great company, I'm with this wonderful team, I've got to get out there and do all I can to build a brighter future. It may seem weird to us now in our more cynical times, but especially in the 50s and 60s, there was a sense of, America is climbing ever higher on this ladder to a better tomorrow, and we're doing that through our productivity in the business world.
So you did a book on this a couple of years ago. I'm curious, too, is this your main thing now? I mean, you're coming to Champaign. Have you been touring in a lot of places?
Well, I did co-write this book, Everything's Coming Up Profits, which is actually the name of a terrible show for a floor covering company. But it has branched out into a bit of a cottage industry. I come around with this film show now. I've got a 90-minute assortment of film clips and my own commentary and introducing people to this lost world. And there's a documentary film in production now. A team of filmmakers has gotten interested in this topic and has been following me around. It takes up as much of my time as I will let it, and I do love every minute of it, but I still keep my hand in quote-unquote regular show business. I've still got some comedy writing ahead of me, I think. After 25 years at the Letterman Show, it was time to move on and try some other things. But yes, I think the industrials will be a large part of my professional life going forward, but probably not the only thing I do.
And can we find these old records on eBay? I'm wondering, with you exposing this, have people gone to search out the original product?
There have been occasional times now when I've run my eBay searches, and I'm not going to tell you the terms I use because I don't want more competition. I still do find something once in a while. But once in a while now, I've seen a listing for like the Detroit Diesel Engine Show, and this rare record was a souvenir of the 1966 Detroit Diesel Convention, and it's mentioned in this book, Everything's Coming Up Profits, about the world of industrial musicals. And I think, well, that's kind of cool that it's filtered out that far. But it's still pretty obscure as a topic for most people. Whenever I come to a new city to show this stuff off, even if there's been a little bit of a radio show exposure or an article in the newspaper, I go into it thinking I have to lead people down this path from knowing nothing, because it is so off the charts, weird, and improbable to most people. Just, wait a minute, you're kidding, right? This can't be real. These couldn't have been actual musicals about selling bathtubs or selling gasoline or whatever. And just, no, it was real, and there's more to it than you might have thought.
Do you have a couple of favorites among all these?
Well, I would have to say the crown jewel in my collection is The Bathrooms Are Coming, which is the American Standard musical from 1969 that was put on for plumbing equipment distributors. And it was a live show, and there was a souvenir record album, which I did have fairly early on in my collecting, and it's wonderful. The music is staggeringly well written and produced. It's just, wow, this would be terrific. And it's about this bizarre subject matter about bathrooms and all the plumbing concerns of people and all that. And I thought, well, I just love that.
My bathroom is a private kind of place, very special kind of place, the only place where I can stay, making faces at my face.
2 years ago, when I finally spoke to one of the cast members, she said, I have the 16mm color film. And I went, oh my God, this is like the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls for me. So it's about 21 minutes long. It's incomplete. Some portions were edited out by her late husband, who didn't think anyone would care about the film, and they just wanted the parts that they were in. But the songs are terrific, as I say. The film is so bizarre and otherworldly and nonsensical that it really is a 1-2 punch of, it's a train wreck you can't take your eyes off of, and then the music is, gee, this is really the work of some very talented people. So it just, visually, musically, conceptually, everything, it just it goes to 11 on all of them.
So is this part of the presentation Friday, or what can we expect to see at the Art?
Oh, yes. Champaign will be treated to The Bathrooms Are Coming, the film that you really cannot see anywhere else. I'm holding this stuff very tightly, close to the vest. There's a Sitco convention film from 1965 with the celebrity host that, well, if you're 20, you might not know who the celebrity is, but I think most people will figure it out. Kellogg's, General Electric. There's a wonderful, bizarre 20-minute film about General Electric silicone products with really quite excellent songs that were written by a talented team of guys who also did Diesel Dazzle. I don't have a Diesel Dazzle film, but I do have Ham's Beer, a sales meeting film, which was animated by Hanna-Barbera. You just think, what? Again, just these words don't belong together. Hiram Walker Liquor, Purina Dog Chow. I've got, I don't know, 9 or 10 different things that are either very short or up to about 20 minutes, and I explain and introduce all of them. It will be an evening of entertainment that will perplex, amuse, occasionally horrify, but ultimately, I think, give people a sense that there was some mysterious other dimension to America that we did not suspect.
This is the Edsel, an American original. This is the Edsel, a remarkable car. This is the Edsel, so elegant and starling. This is the Edsel.